Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing right now on his parables. This morning, we'll look at the parable of the unworthy servant from Luke 17:7-10. Here it is. Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and recline at table? Will he not rather say to him, prepare supper for me and dress properly, and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink? Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty. Now, with the history of slavery in our country, it's hard for us to read a parable like this and to hear it the way that it was heard back in Jesus' day. We see servant or slave as a demeaning title at best and an immoral status at worst. Similarly, Jesus seems to imply that servants shouldn't receive special treatment. Instead, when they come in from a hard day's work, they now need to prep food and serve it to the master. Only after the master has eaten can the servant eat. Likewise, the servant doesn't receive a thank you. Now again, we might hear this and think, wow, well that's rude. The servant's being treated terribly, the master is a jerk. But I want you to try to hear this parable in a fresh way. Imagine asking your children to do something around the house. Maybe you give them a chore list. Then one of them comes up after having completed a single item on the list. Imagine that child saying, hey look, mom or dad, I took out the trash. And looking at you like they're waiting for something. Maybe he or she even sticks out a hand expecting something or turns an ear towards you expecting to hear maybe a thank you. Will you stop and pay your child? Will you stop and say, oh, thank you. I can't believe you did that. Wow. You might say it sarcastically, but of course you wouldn't genuinely say that. Why not? Because your child hasn't done anything unexpected or deserving of such praise or recognition. Here's the key question. Why did your child perform that task? It's because they were commanded to. There are certain chores that are done without payment or recognition. Why? Because they're simply expected. And this is Jesus' point. That's what he's teaching us by using the position that those people would have been very familiar with. So what does Jesus want us to understand through this parable? This parable is a condemnation of those who would serve Jesus in return for something. We shouldn't serve Jesus just in order to get something. This is a form of pride. It assumes that what we've done is worth something when in all reality, it isn't. People serve God with this mentality all the time. We think that God somehow owes us for our obedience. Now, we might not say it that way, but that's what we believe. We might think, God, after all I've done for you, why can't I have blank? Or, God, I'll do this if it'll get me to heaven. The second one is particularly prevalent in Gina. Let me tell you now, as plain as I can, there is nothing you can do to get to heaven. The only way is through faith in Jesus. And that follower of Jesus will do what Jesus commands, not to gain something, but simply because that's what they've been called to do. Followers of Jesus are unworthy servants.